Can you hear me in the back? All of our Shana Bet guys that are with us, it's great to be back. For those of you that don't know, I was away a little bit, although we did the lessons from the live last week, and I had an amazing trip with 200 momentum men, unaffiliated men, 40, 50-year-olds who really just inspired me for an entire week, and I want to try to bring that home to you. It's a great week for me as well. I get to chill with the great Charlie Harari, and we got into a little fight in the car ride. We took some car rides together, and one was his amazing commitment to Kabbalah and Arizal and all that stuff. And he, whatever, we were talking back and forth, Uman Rosh Hashanah and all these different things. And then he said to me, you know, that's it. We have to have a chavrusa together, Lukutei Maharan. Baruch Hashem, I knew, and he said that he was just kidding. And I don't know if I could do that. And then he said to me, you want to get a start on what Chassidus is all about, Pnimus, getting close to Hashem, Nesiva Shalom. Nesiva Shalom, as I'm sure you know, is an amazing sefer from the Rebbe of Slonim. And it is a great sefer. He didn't have to tell me this. I knew this from before. So on Shabbos, we were in the hotel. We were in the King Solomon. Unfortunately, I don't know what they've done there. They've redone the whole thing over there. And they redid the shul is no longer their shul, which is probably halachically impermissible. And they now have all the svarim just lying out. So I was looking to learn something, you know. I brought my own svarim, but and during shacharis I found the Nesiva Shalom. So he was laughing. So I registered the first piece, and it really struck me because this is like the theme of the entire trip I was on. So I want to learn it together with you, and hopefully those listening will get some of the inspiration I received from this trip. So we know that the first potentially test of Avram Avinu, not everybody agrees, but was Lech Lecha. Get up from your Moladecha, from the place you are, El Aret Hashareka. Get up and go. So he quotes here the Midrash in Bereshis Rabbah, Mavia. So he says, Isa B'Midrash, Isa Amar Rabbi Levi, Shtei Palmim Kasav Lech Lecha. There's two times it says the word Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, El Aret Hashareka, as we know. Then the Medrash says, and the second one is Lech Lecha al Har Moriah, to sacrifice your son. Ve'ein anu yodim eiza chaviva im hasheni arishona. What's more chaviv? Doesn't say more. You know, what's more of the test? Mimedechsev al aret hamoriah have shnei chaviv min arishona. So says Rav, the Slonim Rebbe. It doesn't make sense. Isn't it obvious? The challenge, obviously, to finally have a child after all these years, right? Almost 100 years, you don't have a child, and then have to sacrifice that child as your final test is the ultimate of ultimates. How can you even taina that moving to Eretz Yisrael is one of those things? That's a nisayon. Okay, it's not easy. Maybe his wife didn't want to go. He had to get permission from her because he circled around the whole land to do a kinyan, to do a chazakah. But he says, I don't understand how can this can be even a question. What's miyuchad? What's special about the Lech Lecha of going to Eretz Yisrael? So he says like this. So of course, because I had to learn this piece, he says, Leish la'yein ma b'yisoid ha'avoydah shel ha'arizal. Ah, I had this chus a week ago today of going to the Arizal's wonderful mikvah, quite cold. It was a very, just an amazing, amazing, inspirational day. The timing didn't work out exactly, just whatever. And we always go to the mikveh. You guys, I probably did this last year. You guys go to the mikveh of a women's mikveh to see what a women's mikveh is and understand the halachas of the Breslov mikveh. I'll call her Rebbetzin Mervis is the one who runs it. So I've been there now four times. And there was a mix-up with the time. And what they do is they split into two groups. And they go to the, they have a hadracha, they learn what the mikveh is. So that's not appropriate for a woman to do that. They have a separate talk for the men to understand what is mikveh. That's in a separate room. So you need somebody to be the tour guide. And the kolol guys that came from Breslov to do it, we were running like 45 minutes late. They're like, we got to go back to yeshiva. And they left. And they had nobody to do it. So she comes to me and she's like, come on, Daniel. Come on, you could do it. So I'm like, I can't do it. Now, it was okay because they don't know I'm a rabbi, and like she doesn't know who I am really. And she knows him from Leva Torah, though. So she's like, he must be a rabbi. Then Charlie's like, he can do it. He'll do it. He's going to do it. I'm like, and I was very nervous. I had to give the class 8 times. But Baruch Hashem, at the end, it was very, very inspirational. And it's funny because I just think that when you're in Tzfat, something happens to you. I started talking about the water and how it's rejuvenating, the Arizal's idea, why a woman goes to the mikveh, like birth, the womb, and it's Parshas Noach, so I got to use the vord of Noach and what the rain does. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, I'm becoming, you know, Hasidish now. So the Arizal says, and I'm quoting Sirah Shalom, I mean, so I'm converted. De'enu doyma adam la'adam miyom b'riyas o'ilam, halo vein adam acher yachol l'taken, mashal chaver l'taken. Great, great vord. God put you on this earth when you were born to do a mission. Your mission and somebody else's mission is totally not the same. Don't look at your friend and what he's doing and what he's up to. He's got a different mission than you. It's not the same, and just be worried about yourself. Shekoil Adam, yesh es ya'adov tafkido oto Allah l'takein b'chayav. You have your job, and you have something to me to takein, to change. Hashem put yourself in exactly for you to do something. Miyuchad. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid l'kol echad es han right et hanisivot the hatnanim she'achol yadam. God has given you. Stop making excuses. God given you the exact way and function to do that, despite and maybe even not despite, including the nisanos, the nisayon, the difficulties that will come with it. We often make excuses and say, well, I don't have to learn Gemara because I have ADH, RD, RP, PRS, you know, whatever. Make up some disease that you have. It's worse than ADHD. And I have this, and I have that, and I can't read, and I'm dyslexic, and therefore I can't. And I can never give a tour to 200 men who don't know what mikveh is because I don't know, I know what to say to them. They're going to ask me a question, I'm not going to know the answer, it's so embarrassing. Right? A guy said, there's a lot of rabbis, and they all, each city goes with different rabbis. They have rabbis from all over the world. And they started asking me questions, and I was like, uh-oh. And one of the rabbis was like, I don't know the answer to that. So Baruch Hashem, I was reminded of Hilchos Nida, and I remembered. But God gave you the tafkid to do it. And that's the tznai of the chayim shel odom gashmim v'ruchnim, of what a person should do. Let me skip a little bit. He says like this, and this really, really hit me. He says that a person has the ability. Zeh perush lechcha mi'artzcha, muladcha, mbeisavicha. Lech who lecha, lo la'adam acher, not for somebody else, for you. This is the test for you, Avraham. Hainu al yodech letikon neshama. God puts you in this world and He wants you to make that neshama as holy. It was born holy, but to keep it holy. And therefore, you need to make a tikkun olam to make this neshama stay pure. Ze'ikar tafkido shel Yehudi. And that's what Avraham Avinu was given. And therefore, gam Yehudi, the Olam Hazeh, Lomed, Palel, the Oisik of Maisim Torim, Harim, Enu Metaken, Yaro, Chachli Takeman, Azeh. Right? You do everything. I did everything on the checklist this morning. I went to davening on time. I'm learning. My friends aren't doing it. I made the brachas. I did everything. Doesn't matter. Kisha Oilu, the Oilu Me'elion, Sha Oilu Ma'pulas, he says, you didn't do your tafkid. So what? You did everything you were supposed to do. That's not what are you supposed to do. Just because you did the checklist items that it says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, not enough. Lo takanta ze'ikar. You weren't attacking the ikar. What I wanted you to do, I wanted you to change the world. Who, me? Yes, you. Then that's a personal attacking in Zeh Ba'olam. The Zeh, who, Dover Hashem El, and that's what he spoke to Hashem El Avram. Shinochal Bazeh, Gam haroi lekal Yisrael, Zarush Avram, lech lecha, Maisa avasim in Lebanon, our first of the avos, and he says, this is forever. Lech lecha means for you and for future generations, a reminder. Your tafkid, change the world. Monotheism, and the importance of Eretz Yisrael. But for you, miuchad is for you. Alecha latzeit mi'artzach milchad beis avicha hainu mikola tonight. All the difficulty that will come with that. Right away, it comes, and what happens? There's a ra'av baris, he has to go down to Mitzrayim. Machloikas was at a lack of emunah, and he does. And right away, he has the challenge. He's like, are you kidding me? I just did what I have to do. I left my father's house, I left everything, and now there's no food here. Fine, so then he has to go there, and what happens? His wife gets kidnapped. The tests go on and on. But that's myself as Yim Labanim. So now we can understand the maimer of Rabbi Levi in the Medrash Rabbah. What does it mean? En yodu machaviv hayim lech lecha mi'artzo lech lecha al-eretz ha-mariah. Hayinu bet mine nisyonos. The two different things b'chayodah. Ah, that's the milchama that we have in our life. You see, says Nesiva Shalom, and this is so beautiful. Tzorach la'amur iman b'keshri milchama. V'yesh nisayon kamala ha'keda. He goes, first you have the nisayon timidi. Every day there's a lechacha mi'artzach. You wake up in the morning, you say, you know what? I spent a week inspiring. I'm putter. I'm going to stay in my bed all day. I'm not going to teach. I'm going to go to Rav Shammai's here. We're going to be like four people here. Why should I do it? Two people listening, maybe. What's the point? I'm going to teach the other shir. They're laughing. They make no. B'chol shah, b'chol esu b'chol shah. She'al kol tzad v'shoil hare oimid b'nisayim. She'al kabeah olav tochnis. And then there's another nisayon, and that's the nisayon of Har HaMoriah. Ech nisayon chad pami. But that's a one-time thing. A one-time thing's much easier to accomplish, right? Ain't a chanami, to kill your son, ain't easy. Don't get me wrong, please don't. But it's a one-time nisayon. How do you live every day with that? Living every day, the lechacha mi'artzacha, is harder, says Nesiva Shalom. You know why? Because that's your tafkid every day, to kill it, to go past what you think is the normal. And that is a dover kasha b'yoyser. Machav of Yoyser is the mechama that we fight every day to, and in this crazy world we live in, just to be happy with what we are and don't push it anymore. That's why he says he told Chazal, Ksuvah Staf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the story of Chenem Mishal V'Azariah. It's a one-time thing, but it's the way they live their life. And that's why he says Lech Lecha, which is Lashon what? Halicha. We're always walking to do, to serve God. La lechus u lahakdim tamid bedarko. Am I doing the right thing? Am I saying eselecha legoy gadol? That's much harder, he says. And that's our tafkid in this world. That's how you see the ruchnius. And the ruchnius combines with the gashmius. And I think that that's the lesson. And I'll be honest with you guys, that was the lesson that I learned this week. And I'll be honest, I've heard many of these talks from Charlie many times. But the theme of them, which always gets me, is a theme that we don't push ourselves enough. We don't do it. We simply don't do it. I said this in the many lessons from the lady this morning. I never heard before. He has this, in his book, he writes about crossover, the crossover. He tells a funny story about it. He sat next to this coach of one of the D1 college teams. And he said that it was a loser D1 team, but he says, I have a guy who can make the NBA only because he knows the art of the crossover. He says, what's the art of the crossover? He says, what's the greatest move in all of basketball? He's like, obviously it's a jump shot. Michael Jordan-esque. Right? Now, the crossover, he says this. What's the crossover? When the guy who's guarding you looks at your eyes, looks at your body motion, knows you're going this way, and you're able to just go the other way. He speaks about it. This part I never heard before. Maybe he just made it up. It's cool. He says, you know what I hate in the world? He says, I hate dollar stores. Because dollar stores, if you're like me, and you go to America, I love it, right? I think I love the dollar store. And then I come home and my wife's like, what? I just spent $40 on 40 pieces of, we won't say the word, right? I'd rather you spend $40 and buy something, like one thing that like is good for forever. Dollar store stuff normally lasts about $1 of time. Or this food is expired, or the crazy glue is, you know, spelled with a K and a C and an R, and it's not really crazy glue and it doesn't work. Right? Imagine I give you $1,000 and I say you can only spend this on one store. And you say, ah, chachma. I'm going to go to the dollar store and buy 1,000 items. It's going to be so much more than going to Neiman Marcus and buy a stark, beautiful, gorgeous suit and a shirt and a tie. I mean, Neiman Marcus is probably just a pair of pants, but whatever. That's because we multitask. We don't want to concentrate on one thing. The Siva Shalom is saying to us, we have a tafkid to do something to change the world and not just be settled with, ah, look, just tell a story from another yeshiva. There was a yeshiva that had a Shana Bet program. And there were 18 guys in a shir. And in this program, my friend was telling me this, he's in another yeshiva, he's a Rebbe there. And the guys weren't showing up. So the guys that did show up thought that they were the most amazing guys in the world because they're doing better than the other guys that aren't showing up. But they weren't pushing themselves. They weren't pushing themselves. We don't push ourselves. I quoted this before in other lessons from the Lave, the Rosenthal effect. I could Google it. This professor who invented this theory that a person can push themselves, just the example that, there's many examples of this, but he went into a school, nobody wanted him to go in, even though he was a Harvard professor, so he had to go to California because you can do anything in California. And he goes into a school and he says, I'm a Harvard professor, blah, blah, blah. He says, I have a way, a test that I could figure out how the kids I can tell you in this grade, whatever, I'm just making up, in second grade, they're going to be the greatest gedolim in the next grade. This is great. So they bring the kids in and they take the test. And he gets all the tests back and he closes himself in a room. And he rips up all the tests and he plays, I don't know, whatever. Crossword puzzles or whatever he does. He doesn't, and he just randomly picks a few names. And he goes to the teacher and he says, okay, here are the five names of the kids. They're going to be the greatest kids in your class based on the scores I got. So the teacher happened to be dumbfounded in this case. Most of the kids that he chose were not the greatest kids. They were having a lot of trouble in class. Within a year, those kids, and now within 10 years and 20 years, they excelled the most out of all kids. You understand what just happened? This is a fake test. He just randomly chose a bunch of kids. So what happened? The Rosenthal effect shows that if you believe in somebody and you push them, and they, guess what? Everything changes. There was a woman, a professor, I forgot her name, she took this to the next extreme. And just to give you an example, she went into like a West Point type of a military academy and says, you know, one of the biggest, even here in Eretz Yisrael, to be in the Air Force. Who wants to be in the Air Force? Like, yeah, it was okay. We're going to the Air Force Academy, and you're going to actually sit in one of those planes, you know, that has one of those, the coolest possible, you know, an F-16. It's like you're there, you put the gear on, you do everything, right? And they're all so excited. So everybody knows that in order to be a pilot, you need to have perfect eyesight. You can't wear glasses. You know, when you're going Mach 4 and your glasses fall off, it's not so good. But 1 second, I'm going to get my glasses. You know, that's not good. So they started to do the test, you know, the E, da 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 da, whatever, fine. And many of them didn't pass the whatever, fifth line. She didn't say anything to them. She then put them in the plane with all the gear, and they're ready to go. And she says, okay, before you go, I just need your help with something. Look at the simulator. You see that there's a plane to your right and a plane to your left. Can you read the serial number from that plane? And every single one of them were able to read the serial number, which was 2 lines after they said they couldn't read anymore. What happened? What was the difference? It's obvious. When they were in the gear and they believed in themselves and they said, they're going to fly a plane, it changed. Do you know that? You could Google this. I did because I didn't believe him. Charlie said that, you know, the charts have the E and then, right? I don't know if there's been some people who have memorized it so they don't have to get glasses. Right? They Google it and they're like, okay, I get on their A, B, C, D. And the guy's like, oh, I don't have that chart. It's from 1968. I have the new one. Anyway, fine. So that, let's say you could read up to line 4, that if they made the chart backwards, meaning the E's on the bottom, everybody could read that big E. If they did it the backwards way, most people can read a line more. Why is that? Because when you train your eyes, you say big, getting smaller, is a point now I won't be able to read. But when it gets small, your eyes say, I'm going to be able to read really soon. Let me try. And you push yourself more because you believe in yourself. We don't believe in ourselves enough. Says in the Siva Shalom, that's what Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu is our ultimate father. And he says, you gotta, it's an everyday thing. Yes, there's going to be amazing challenge of an Akedas Yitzchak. But that's a one-time thing. And that's what we have to think a lot about. Pushing ourselves to the limits. And especially Shana Bet guys. This is in all areas of life, but especially you guys. You can't live mediocre anymore. Right? Shana Bet, you know, is that level higher of saying, how do I push myself? Should be zeicha that you should take this lesson of Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha, of the everyday challenge, and push yourself to find that tafkin in your life that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to accomplish. Should be zeicha to do that very soon in our day. Amen.